Do you understand how he implies they were bringing shame upon themselves? For what belongs to the Lord they treat as a private affair. Therefore they are the first to experience humiliation, depriving their own banquet of its greatest privilege. How and in what way? Because the Lord's Supper, that is, the Master's, should be communal. For the possessions of the Master are not just for this servant and not that, but collectively for all. Therefore, by the Lord's Supper, he signifies this, the community of the celebration. As if he said, if it's your Master's, as it undoubtedly is, you should not withhold it as private, but as belonging to your Lord and Master, share it with everyone, for this is the meaning of the Lord's. But currently, you do not let it be the Lord's, not letting it be communal, but banquet alone. That's why he goes on to say,